and happy day. This is Dr. Mary Ann DiIorio, your virtual life coach, welcoming you to another episode of Winning with the Word. Wherever I turn, I find people who feel hopeless, be it a teenager whose parents just divorced or an elderly person without a family. People everywhere feel hopeless. According to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, suicide is currently the 10th leading cause of death in the United States. On average, 121 people kill themselves every single day. That is 121 too many. But suicide isn't the only epidemic in the United States. Millions of people suffer from depression and depression-related disorders like anxiety, panic attacks, obsessive-compulsive disorders, bipolar disorder, and phobias. This should not be, yet it is. But why is it? I would posit that many of these problems stem from a loss of hope, and a loss of hope stems from the lack of a deep personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, that hope is an anchor for the soul. In other words, hope keeps us stable and positive in the midst of trials. Hope keeps us looking ahead toward a better tomorrow, toward the day when Christ will return and usher us into the eternal realm where all suffering will cease. But while we are here on this earth, God wants us not only to survive, but also to thrive. And in order to do so, we must have hope. But our hope must be in the right place. The only right place for our hope is in Jesus Christ. To hope in anything outside of Christ is to hope in vain, for only Christ is the solid rock on which hope can stand. Much of our disappointment in life comes from the fact that we have hoped in the wrong thing or the wrong purpose. Perhaps we've placed our hope in a spouse or a child, only to be disappointed in that spouse or that child. Perhaps we've placed our hope in a job or a career, only to be disappointed in that job or that career. Perhaps we've placed our hope in a friend who has betrayed us, or a parent who has let us down. Whatever the case, when we place our hope in imperfect human beings or in imperfect human situations, our hope will falter. But when we place our hope in the perfect God, our hope will never fail. In Psalm chapter 39, verse 7, King David asks this question, "And so, Lord, where do I put my hope?" David answers his own question when he says, "My only hope is in you." David knew that the only safe repository of his hope was God. The same is true for us. When we place our hope in God, we will never be disappointed. Perhaps you are listening today and you are feeling hopeless. Perhaps your life has crumbled and you don't know where to turn. Perhaps you've even contemplated suicide or have already made arrangements to kill yourself. If I'm talking to you, then I urge you to give yourself another chance. You see, Satan wants to destroy you because you have a great purpose in God's plan, and Satan wants to keep you from fulfilling that purpose. If you were not important to God, Satan would have no need to get you to feel hopeless or to kill yourself. But you are a threat to Satan, so he wants to eliminate you, to take you out of the picture. He does this by stealing your hope. Without hope, we see no reason to go on. If Satan can steal your hope, he can steal your life and your blessings. God, on the other hand, wants to give you life, not steal it from you. He wants to give you hope and peace and every good thing. But in order to receive the hope that God wants to give you, you must receive it from His hand. You must, in short, come to Him. God is waiting for you to do that now. Today, if you're feeling hopeless, I urge you to turn to Jesus Christ. He is waiting with open arms for you to turn to Him. He wants to be your hope. If you have not yet accepted Jesus as your Savior and Lord, I invite you to do so now. Just pray this simple prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I come to you just as I am. I admit that I am a sinner in need of your mercy and grace. I acknowledge that you are the Son of God, that you died for me to pay the penalty for my sin, and that you rose from the dead. I receive you now as my Savior and Lord. Make of me all that you created me to be. Amen. If you sincerely prayed this prayer, you are now a born-again child of God and follower of Jesus Christ. Place your hope in him. I promise you that you will never be disappointed. For more information to help you grow in your relationship with Jesus, I invite you to visit my website at mariandiorio.com. That's mariannandiorio.com. There you will find a wealth of resources to help you grow in your walk with Jesus. Thank you so much for listening. This is Dr. Mary Ann DiOrio, your virtual life coach, reminding you that God loves you just as you are and just where you are, and that he will help you to keep on winning with the Word.